You must be having a good time this season. There's a lot of good stuff out there.
It's my favorite time of the year. This is definitely a digital sort of a holiday. There's a great deal of diversity. It's like the consumer really has a choice. In the beginning, when this stuff comes out, it's really sort of a niche technology for the early adopters. But this is now a mass market phenomenon. So now you have all sorts of computers that differentiate now into laptops and notebooks and pocket PCs, all sorts of digital cameras, MP3 players. I mean, it's everywhere. It's everything.
What are some features that have a lot of gee whiz potential?
I think audio players right now and audio visual players. What the Walkman was to music, making music really portable, making it really personal, which really was a revolution. You're going to start to see that happen now with visuals. So that people will be walking around not only with music, but music videos on tiny little LCD screens. You're starting to see some early breakthrough stuff like TapWaves. TapWaves is a new company, and they have a device called Zodiac. It's their first product. And TapWave actually has the capacity to play 28 frames a second video, which is now the quality of television, you know, even a film. So you're going to start to see that. That's a real gee whiz thing.
Do you see it in bands and that kind of thing too, right?
Oh, yeah, LCDs, pull-down screens, DVDs that are ruggedized, they call them, so they can take the bumps and so forth. And you don't actually even touch the DVD anymore. The DVD device is under the seat, and it's all remote control. You actually have a wireless remote, wireless speakers so that the people in the back seat can be listening to the DVD while the driver is not disturbed. But that's what I mean by consumer choice. It's broken down now in so many different sort of ways. There's a flavor for just about every choice.
Cell phones now are, you know, they're everywhere in New York, and I think in a lot of cities around the country and even the world.
Absolutely.
What are some really cool features that phones and mobile things can do?
Well, there's a new phone that just came out. It actually will take not only photographs, which is now almost commonplace, but it will take 15-second video clips with sound. That not only do you have that now on your phone, but now you can email that video clip to anyone on the internet.
From the phone?
From the phone. No intermediary technology, just the phone itself will do that for you.
What about computing power itself?
Well, the big thing now is that the computer is more than just for computing. It's entertainment. So there's so many now computers that are built around being a digital video recorder. So it's connected to your television. So your computer now has these longer sort of tentacles. Mm-hmm. So it's now connected to the internet. It's doing productivity stuff for you. It's sorting your photographs. You can put now your digital videos on them. But now also it's connected to your television. So it's moving to a place really where pretty soon the computer's going to be like your furnace. You know, you're going to always know it's there, but you don't necessarily see it. It's just doing its work quietly in the background.
What about games? Now, are you a games person?
Yeah, big games guy.
Well, one particular game that's really cool?
Wow. That's just so many right now. Halo is a really good game I really love. It's sort of a combat sort of game. It's fanciful, futuristic. It's not violent really in terms of blood or anything like that. There's an upcoming game called Unreal Tournament 2004 that's going to be really hot. And what's really hot about that game is that it gives you the means to redesign the game, which is a whole new sort of aspect. They call it a level editor. And there's a lot of upcoming games. Sony PlayStation has a game called iToy, but it's more than a game. And I actually believe it's sort of a threshold sort of breakthrough device. And what it is that the barrier of entry for a lot of game players is actually the gamepad. It's not an intuitive sort of device, which you hold in your hand, all the buttons and where they are. It's difficult for a lot of people. And Sony's beginning to realize that. So they're trying to free people from the gamepad. So this is a game. It's basically built around a camera, a video camera. You plug it into the PlayStation, you put the game disc in the machine, and what happens is it photographs you in real time, in video, and you're in the game. And to control it, it's tracking your movements. So there might be four or five karate guys coming at you, and they're jumping at you, and you see yourself in the game, and they're jumping at you. And when you swat them, you hit them, and they fly, you know, and you get points. And so you can actually work up a sweat in this game. So I think that's really a breakthrough. You're going to see more and more games like that controlled by movement, by voice. There's a game that's being developed right now, and it recognizes something like 10,000 phrases. And you don't pick up the gamepad really, not very much. You just talk to it. So that's some really hot stuff in the game world.
You have a lot of fun, don't you?
Oh, I love it. It's a great job. You know, I get to do what I really love to do. It's really a great time to be involved in tech.